From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Afghan intelligence agency confirms the Taliban leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Pakistan near the Afghan border. Pakistan says it was informed by the U.S. after the drone strike was carried out and lashed out at the U.S. for violating its sovereignty. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Sunday during a visit to Myanmar that Mansour was targeted because he posed an imminent threat to U.S. personnel, Afghan civilians, and Afghan security forces.
This action sends a clear message to the world that we will continue to stand with our Afghan partners as they work to build a more stable, united, secure, and prosperous Afghanistan.
John Kerry. U.S. President Barack Obama is in Vietnam for a three-day visit. Mr. Obama hopes to strengthen U.S. economic and strategic ties to that country. The president plans to hold a series of high-level meetings Monday with Vietnamese officials. He hopes his trip to Vietnam and Japan will draw the U.S. closer to Asian Pacific nations anxious about an increasingly aggressive China. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi is urging the media not to speculate about what caused Egypt Air Flight 804 to crash last week. During a speech to ministers and members of parliament, Mr. Sisi said an investigation into the incident could take a long time. Sharif Fathi is Egypt's civil aviation minister.
We have been recovering wreckage. We have been recovering human remains and other parts of the plane. And it's now in hands of our army operation.
The plane crashed with 66 people on board. This is VOA News.